modern treaties are charting new relationships between Indigenous peoples and Canada. Since 1975, 26 modern treaties have been signed, with Indigenous people reclaiming ownership of more than 600,000 square kilometers of land. And many more modern treaties will be signed in the coming years. Modern treaties have a major impact on all of our lives.
The treaties enable Indigenous peoples to rebuild their communities and nations on their own terms, you know, and modern treaties are intended to improve the social, cultural, political, and economic well-being of the Indigenous peoples concerned.
This series is all about inspiring you to learn about modern treaties. Elders, treaty negotiators, and those implementing treaties today can also teach you how important modern treaties are for you and the generations to come. Signing a modern treaty is a ton of work. Negotiations sometimes take decades, and once that's done, they move into implementation. Implementation means figuring out how to make the treaty a reality for the communities. Implementation is a lifelong journey, and as a community member or in leadership, you'll be involved in it indirectly or directly. Many negotiators and elders who worked hard for years on their treaties are retiring or passing away. If you do not get involved, the spirit and intent of the hard-fought modern treaties will be lost. Indigenous youth across Canada will be the next leaders of their communities. Together, Indigenous youth can stand up for self-determination and redefine the relationships between their communities and the Canadian government through modern treaties. To help youth understand the modern treaty process, the Gordon Foundation has been hosting treaty simulations. Indigenous youth participate in a hands-on treaty experience where they get to practice the real thing with experts and elders who know about the modern treaty process. Over the course of a few days, the youth get to experience what it is like to negotiate and implement a modern treaty. After participating in a simulation, these emerging Indigenous leaders are more interested in their modern treaties. They build skills in negotiation practices and strategies, critical thinking, problem solving, decision making, public speaking, and working in teams. It is also an opportunity for elders and experts to share their knowledge and build intergenerational connections, while participants meet other young leaders for ongoing support.
My experience during the entire simulation was so powerful. I learned an incredible amount and about the modern treaties process and the negotiations process, what everything is and where it all fits. I was lucky enough to be taught by experts and lucky enough to learn an incredible amount of knowledge from them.
It was really just great to see the youth get really into it.
The experience I had was uplifting and refreshing.
I love every opportunity I have to sit down with young minds, to share the true history of our people, because sometimes in the public education system or mainstream media, it's not accurate.
We lack knowledge. A lot of youth nowadays do not know what a treaty is, and some may or may not have been in a negotiation or treaty simulation.
And part of the dissemination is just to, there's many things attached to it, but one of them is to get a glimpse into your own strengths and your own abilities.
I thought it was a really wonderful opportunity for me to actually witness, you know, how keen and how interested our young people are, and how quickly they learned, and how the natural leaders among them just showed right up, and just they shone quite brightly.
After my first simulation, I was so moved by the experience, my perspective changed. I found myself promising to not retire, but to take my place behind them, to support and mentor them as they lead the way on the next leg of the journey.